DROP22, The Great Awakening. You have arrived. 1. It's been a long journey. Take a moment. Take a deep breath. Get a glass of water and sit down. This is going to be long. It's going to make you uncomfortable. It's not what you thought it was going to be, but it's what you didn't even know you needed to hear. The totality of this is greater than the sum of its parts, and I implore you to read all the way to the end. It's going to make you angry. It's going to make you feel a lot of things you don't want to feel. But you wanted to wake up, and this was the only way. You are going to want to dismiss it. People will tell you not to read it. Belief is the most powerful force in this universe. And your belief is about to be challenged in a way you didn't expect. Fortunately, you don't have to actually believe anything written here. All you have to do is read it with an open mind. If you get to the end of this, your thinking will change. You will be one step closer to being free. And then you can then go on to free the others. Where we go one, we go all. 2. Before we go any further, we need to set some ground rules. 1. The language here is going to seem really off, but I promise you it will make sense by the end. This document is designed to be interpreted literally. I can't stress that enough. Do not look for hidden clues. There are none. There is no misdirection, no deeper meaning, no numerology or special calendar to look at. This is the end of the line. This is a one-on-one conversation, speaking as open and honestly as possible. We are just two people having a chat. Any other meaning you try to derive outside of what is written here is on you. 2. Much of this is about language. To some, the language is going to seem very strange, crude, cryptic, nerdy, or childish at times. I'm trying to be as authentic as possible. Please understand it is not meant to be interpreted as racist, sexist or bigoted. Internet culture, the Chans in particular, have a kind of language that is systemically all these things. But people do not interpret the language literally in use. I will try to keep it as civil and digestible as possible. 3. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. 3. And before we even really get started, we need to get everyone on the same level, with something that approaches a fair knowledge base. Over the past 3 years, people have joined this movement from all around the world. Few drops have been translated into dozens of languages. There are now mobile apps, t-shirts, hats, podcasts and documentaries. QAnon means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. As I'm writing this, former military generals are swearing oaths to QAnon. The movement has grown beyond anything I could have possibly imagined. Many people are joining the QAnon movement, but they don't really understand what they are reading. They are confused. I want to talk just briefly about the history of a part of the internet where QAnon comes from. Not in an attempt to legitimize myself as some elder sage, but to build understanding. To truly understand all of this, you need context. Context about the people and platforms that now bring you your information, and ultimately, your news. 4. Some of you go all the way back to the Something Awful forums and the days when platforms like Ike and ICQ still felt new. Some of you literally just joined yesterday. I am going to give you an abbreviated history of the Chans as it pertains QAnon. Most people know 4chan and 8chan as the place where Q lives online, but they don't really understand them. No outside comms seems to be what the 99% of QAnon understands, that these are the official channels where Q posts. But have you ever been there? Have you ever really gone to boards and looked at them? Some you have, but the vast, vast majority of QAnon followers have not. Perhaps that is no surprise, as they aren't easily comprehensible. So, let's talk briefly about three things. Something Awful, 4chan, and 8chan / 8kun. And I do mean briefly. You could write a book about each of these, but we can move forward with some broad strokes that should give you the context you need to truly understand Q5. We have to quickly go back to 1999. In 1999, someone known as Lotax created a website called Something Awful, which I will refer to as SAR going forward, which still exists today. You can go and check it out if you like. Before Facebook and Twitter, before YouTube even existed, and even before most people knew what Google was, there was Something Awful. SAR has been a lot of things over the years, but it is mostly a forum, a message board. On SAR, everyone was mostly anonymous because, at the time, no one other than academics used their real name on the internet. SAR was a semi-private board. It was the internet's first large secret society of sorts. It was mostly focused on video games and Adobe Flash content, and it birthed some of the internet's very first memes. It was a trollish but a mostly well-meaning community of nerds. Some members, known as the Goon Squad or just Goons, would often group up and bombard players of the early MMORPGs to troll them. It was mostly harmless fun and pranks. In the late 90s and early zeros, only nerds were on the internet anyway, so it was mostly nerds trolling other nerds in video games. You could identify other goons by asking a simple question. Do you have stairs in your house? If someone answered, I am protected, then you knew they were a fellow goon. 6. Why am I talking about this? Well, if you had to pick a place to put on a birth certificate for where internet culture itself was born, Something Awful would be that place. 7. A few years later, someone known at the time only as Moog created a website called 4chan. 4chan is a fully anonymous, seemingly, anyway, message board, based on a Japanese message board design known as 2chan. It's actually better described as an image board, since you have to upload an image with every post. 4chan was open to all. There were few rules, and on some boards, none. Post whatever you want. Do whatever you want. For the most part, everyone except Moot himself was simply labeled as anonymous. This is where the Anon in QAnon comes from. 8. Dark like SAR. 4chan was originally a haven for nerds talking about video games and anime, but its anonymous and open nature allowed it to build its own form. The most iconic memes, from lolcats themselves to Rickrolling and beyond, started on 4chan. SAR might have birthed internet culture, but 4chan gave it form and purpose, and it still powers much of the creativity of internet itself to this day. The anonymous nature of the form allowed for a kind of collaborative creativity that, and I truly believe this, has changed the world for the better. It's a special kind of creativity, and one that you really need to experience if you want to understand it. On 4chan, you will see new creative concepts born and shaped in real time, and you can watch them spread around the world. You can contribute whenever and whatever you like, and the community then gets to riff on your contribution. 4chan has even birthed new formats and new types of creativity. I want to talk about some of these specifically, to provide some kind of context for what the chans are really all about it, but we are just scraping the surface here. You might have to Google around for quite some time to truly understand this if you are new. 9. Among the myriad of things that get posted on 4chan, One of them is known as a green text or green text story. A green text is a short story format that includes green colored text and a small picture, often a meme of some kind, like a peep. It can be pages long or just a few lines. It is often written in broken sentences and shorthand. They often start with the line, "Be me," and then launch into a short narrative. They can be true or fictional or somewhere in between. They are often designed to be shocking, depressing or trollish, but they can also be uplifting. It is perhaps the simplest and most pervasive form of content on 4chan other than image macros themselves. I'm going to coin a new phrase and call this a form of creative anonymous fiction, or CAF for short. The anonymous nature of the platform lets you tell a story in a new way. Oftentimes people will take green texts and remix them, giving them a different ending. I could post examples, but I'd be doing you a disservice. You are better off looking them up and reading them yourself until you understand it. 10. Green texts can sometimes end with what's called copypasta, which is a type of bamboozle. Copypasta is a snippet of short-form copy that gets reposted over and over again. A bamboozle is a type of switcheroo. You start telling what the reader feels is a novel story, building to some climax, and then end it with a classic copypasta for that gotcha moment. It is, essentially, a prank. A text-based prank. This sort of content now exists all over the place, far beyond the reaches of just 4chan. You might be wondering where all of this is going. We'll get to that. In some ways, this is actually the most important part of this entire document. I wanted to make sure that everyone has some context for what is to come, but I can assure this is going somewhere. Please do not let this extensive clarification distract you from the fact that in 1998, The Undertaker threw mankind off Hell in a Cell, and plummeted 16 featuring through an announcer's table. 11. So that's a quick overview of the playful side of things. But on 4chan you will also see some dark and disgusting shit. With the good comes the bad, and the bad can be really bad. Because everyone is anonymous, everyone subject to being hassled by other anonymous posters. Everyone is gay, a fag, a retard or an autist. A thread without insults is a failed thread. The more people who tell you how gay and fake your shit is, the more people actually like it. 4chan may have given us lolcuts, but it also ended up being a place for violence, misogyny, bullying, extreme racism, and even far more heinous things. For 12 years Moot moderated the site. May criticized him at the time, but I think we can all look back now and know that he really did a fantastic job. For over a decade he was the beam scale that balanced free speech against the darkest depths of humanity, and I meant that literally. He developed a system to help identify anonymous posters and worked with the FBI to put away pedophiles, child pornographers, and even would-be domestic terrorists. He did this all while being told constantly how gay he was and how many dicks he sucked, as is the way. Moot was a hero we never deserved. 12. The two most popular boards on 4chan are Pol, for politics, and B, which stands for random. People who post on these boards are often referred to as Poltards and B-tards respectively, with B being one of the more nefarious, but also one of the more boards, as it had essentially no rules on what you could post. If tard sounds harsh, know that it is said lovingly. Even seniority within the community itself is derogatory. There are old fags and new fags, where being called an old fag is an informal compliment and recognition of seniority. Opinions will differ, But old fags are generally recognized as being those who were around 4chan since before the pool was closed. One of the very first large raids. In 2006, a sort of prank was organized on 4chan by a group of Anons to raid the flash game Habbo Hotel. Hundreds of people created black avatars in the game and went around spamming the chat with racist and anti-Semitic nonsense, drawing swastikas and blocking off the pool area in the game, declaring that the pool's closed due to AIDS. Why? For laughs. The average age of the user base for this game was around 15 years old. Then again, the average age of the then Anons was probably the same. There is a lot more to this story, and I encourage you to look it up if you have the time. But the point is that this event eventually led to 30 seconds in the spotlight on some news outlets. This was the first big event that was attributed to 4chan and Anonymous as a group. It was the first time that most people outside of the depths of the internet had ever even heard of 4chan. 13. After this, more new fags joined 4chan grows and the subgroup of B-tards and Pol-tards that would come be to known more formally as Anonymous starts to take shape. All the while, Moot is trying to balance what content stays and what content goes. The rest, as they say, is history. You start to see all kind of digital activism being organized on 4chan into DDoS, distributed denial of service, attacks that shut down websites. People get arrested. Splinter groups form. Anonymous becomes more political. B and Pol start to leak out of the internet and into the real world. People start protesting various things, like the Church of Scientology, wearing the iconic mask that the character V wears in the movie V for Vendetta. Logos are created. Anonymous comes into its own as a digital force. The group aligns itself with what D&D players call chaotic good. Anons enjoy playing a character that is either an anti-hero or anti-villain. Sometimes Anons will pretend to have some super elite hacker ability, and while that is sometimes true, it is mostly embellishment. Some people refer to this as live-action role-playing, LARP or LARPing, but it is not quite that. LARPing is when people take their Dungeons & Dragons game to the next level or dress up like Harry Potter characters and roleplay out in the woods. What happens on 4chan is very much a form of roleplaying, but one specifically shaped by the anonymous nature of the platform. I'm going to coin a second term here. Creative Anonymous Role Playing, or Carpaying. 14. Moot continues to run 4chan until 2015. During that time, it gets harder and harder to manage. Anonymous becomes more unruly, and the site starts to spiral. Cyberbullying goes to a whole new level. There are celebrity nude photo leaks. Gamagut. A series of actual murders and killings get posted on 4chan. 4chan didn't cause them, but that's where the content ended up living. The site starts to become unmanageable with the old rules in place. Why Moot bothered to keep it going, I'll never understand. There was never much money in the site itself and it always seemed like a huge headache. But the site starts to take moderation more seriously as harassment ramps up. 15. Boards like Pol start to get more strict rules. Even B starts to see more and more threads get removed. In 2013, a piece of shit Anon known as Hot Wheels doesn't like what's happening to 4chan and decides to splinter the community and starts 8chan. While Moot is trying to wrangle 4chan into something better, Hot Wheels goes in the reverse direction and starts empowering, and in some ways, encouraging, harassment with things like Gamagut. 8chan doesn't remove anything. No morals. Doesn't matter who gets hurt. Free speech above all. 16. This stance obviously has consequences. While Moot would work with law enforcement, Hot Wheels gives them the proverbial middle finger. As a result, all of the bad actors now had a new platform. You see swatting become a popular tactic. More and more violent threats. While Moot would work with the FBI to help track down pedophiles and terrorists, Hot Wheels decides to relocate the site to Philippines, where the age of consent is 12. Mind you, he can barely keep the site running. No one wants to host this content. He can't even keep the .com anymore because the registrars don't want to work with him. Hot Wheels finds some other shitstin in Manila who runs a pig farm and a porn site designed to get around Japanese pornography laws. They partner up. After three shootings, Christchurch, Poway, and El Pozo, in 2019, where the shooters posted their manifesto to 8chan, Hot Wheels finally admits the site got away from. The site shut down for a while, but the pig farmer and his son started it back up and rebranded it as 8kun after finding a Russian hosting provider who was willing to host the content. It is now a safe harbor for literally the worst of humanity, and you don't have to take my word for it. Even Hot Wheels himself now advocates for shutting the site down, but the pig farmer and his son have run away with it. 16. This is where your information comes from. This is where it lies. 17. Now that you have a better understanding of who is creating this information, your news, it is time. This next part is going to be hard. 18. You have been bamboozled. QAnon is a hoax. It may well be one of, if not the greatest, most pervasive hoaxes of all time. 19. How do I know this? Because I am Q, in fact. I am the original Q, one of them. Anyway. 20. This is the point where many will stop reading. You are likely either angry or starting to feel embarrassed. I'm going to ask you to try and put those feelings aside for a moment and keep reading. You have absolutely no reason to feel embarrassed. This isn't your fault. You did nothing wrong. You got caught in a world you didn't fully understand, and there are people now trying to prey on you at every corner to sell you hats and t-shirts. 21. If you are willing to go forward, allow me to explain. 22. What has happened here is what I'm going to call a Galaxy Quest moment. There is a lovely movie that came out in 1999 called Galaxy Quest. If you aren't familiar with it, it's worth a watch. It's a family-friendly comedy about an advanced alien race who watches a TV show made on Earth called Galaxy Quest. Galaxy Quest is a TV show, but the aliens don't know it. They refer to the TV show as the historical documents. They built an entire civilization around the historical documents, never realizing it was a TV show. It's a fun concept. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Anyway, the aliens weren't stupid. In fact, they were the furthest thing from stupid, as they made all the science fiction from the show come to life. Although they are portrayed as dumb for the sake of comedy, the aliens simply did not have the context necessary to understand what they were doing. They didn't realize it was fiction. They didn't know what fiction was. That is what has happened here with QAnon. You have read things on platforms you didn't fully understand, and you brought your own context and understanding to it. You read fiction as non-fiction, and no one has bothered to explain to you how or why this content even exists. 23. We are going to go back as far as I can remember. I ask that other Anons corroborate what follows. Not for me, but for those who are trapped by what has become a truly insidious ideology. 24. This all starts in the summer of 2016. Someone on poll makes a post pretending to be someone working with intimate knowledge of the Clinton case. They made a post in the style of an AMA, which stands for Ask Me Anything, a form of Q&A popularized by Reddit. This is just another form of tarpaying, creative anonymous roleplaying. The first two responses are, will the Hillary get pregnant again and why are you on 4chan on a Friday night? This thread almost instantly devolves into what is commonly known as a shitpost. It is nonsense. You might say to yourself, why would someone go on the internet and tell lies? Well, this person isn't really lying. They are shitposting. It is a form of artistic expression. It's an attempt to get someone to suspend their belief for a few moments. Any seasoned old fag or poltard knows exactly what this kind of thread is. No one takes this literally. 25. However, at the time poll is growing, you've got new people coming in daily. Much of poll favors Donald Trump, broadly for his trollish nature and meme ability, but also his politics. Months later, someone cites the AMA as the FBI source behind the Pizzagood theory. This finds its way to Twitter. No one actually understands what they are reading, and no one checks the sources. Someone actually thought a months-old shitpost on poll was some kind of real leak. Long story short, someone goes into a Comet ping pong pizza with an AR-15 and starts shooting. A Friday night shitpost turned into shooting. 26. Fast forward about 6 months. 27. Someone on B posts a depressing green text asking for recommendations on a new cult to join after they found out their girlfriend was cheating. Someone mentions that OP should become a Tibetan monk, because Tibetan Buddhism is a really great cult. For example, because you can light yourself on fire if you get too depressed OP. Tibetan Buddhism goes on forever because the Dalai Lama gets reincarnated infinitely. So maybe if you are lucky you get to be him one day. This is the thinking. This isn't exactly enlightened discussion. I respond suggesting that I have a great new cult that OP can join, which is loosely based on Heaven's Gate. I'm just making this up on the spot. I had recently listened to a podcast about Heaven's Gate and I was riffing on it. I loved the absurdity. OP asked for more source, but I decided to start a new thread instead. 28. Warning. This about to get really nerdy. 29. I started writing some shitposts with pseudo-biblical writing, talking about saving humanity. I'm actually more embarrassed about it now than anything, as it was not my finest work. I would refer to the awakening as being the time when I would deliver the evidence that would let people wake up and realize we were in a simulation. Have you ever seen The Matrix? Yeah. Like I said, not my finest work. I signed my posts as Q. Where did Q come from? 30. Well, initially, because of John Delancey's character of Q on Star Trek, The Next Generation. The character of Q was omnipotent and omnipresent. In the show he would speak to Captain Picard of the USS Enterprise in his own form of strange riddles. Q took a particular interest in humanity as a whole and would appear as a jester-like sort of mix between an anti-hero and anti-villain, always giving Picard hints on how to expand his mind to solve a problem, usually to save all of humanity. So, this was my model. 31. The goal was to get a few believers and then set a date a few weeks later and reveal the awakening. The awakening was supposed to end with copper pasta. It was a bamboozle. I was trolling, and I never even finished it because I got bored with it. Most people could see through it. Fake and gay. anyway, but someone was watching. Someone who likely called me fag and told me to choke on a bunch of dicks and kill myself was watching. 32. A few months later I start to see the first Q posts, which would eventually be called Q drops. It migrates from B to Pol. Wow. So original. You took one shit idea from B and made it political. Round of applause. 33. This person knew exactly what I was doing. Not that what I did was that original either. Star Trek is pretty popular among internet nerds. But this is why Q has always talked the way he does. This was the model. This is where Q comes from. The Q clearance stuff that came later is, well, coincidence. But not even a good coincidence, because it doesn't even really make sense. As that is a clearance for the Department of Energy. 34. The Q from Star Trek also exits as what is known as the Q Continuum, where there are other omnipotent beings, and everyone is referred to as Q. This is where the habit of Q referring to himself as we comes from. It's a Star Trek fan, just like me, only one who managed to make a piece of creatonymous fiction into something political, likely for lulz at first. Because let's be real, no one thought it would turn into what it has. 35. I suspect that Q has been played by many different people over the last couple years as the trip code has changed. But likely all of them are Star Trek TNG fans. You can really see it in the writing and the constant talk about humanity. It's also possible that the person currently playing Q is the same as the person who was shitposting in my original thread. It doesn't even matter. 36. So that's it. That's Q. Q eventually moved from 4chan to 8chan and then 8kun. It should be obvious who controls the narrative now. There is nothing truly anonymous or secure about 8kun. We have technologies for that. That is Tor, torrents, modern cryptography, and 8kun ain't it. Cow for the pig farmer and his son in the Philippines who run 8kun, giving a platform to future terrorists and pedophiles. There is a reason for no outside comms and no dates. Control the narrative and keep the machine rolling as long as possible. Why? Money. Between ad revenue and merchandise, QAnon is now a profitable venture. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. And eventually you will make some prediction that will feel real enough. Even if 99% of everything you say is bullshit. And keep the train running. In fact, it's much easier than you think. 37. Take the Twitter account. For example. 38. In early June I saw a number of trending hashtags around JFK returns. I could not believe the amount of people who were latching onto this. I watched the account go from zero to tens of thousands of followers disappear. Everyone was saying that Twitter banned him. But when Twitter bans an account, the language on the page says that the account was suspended. The account page for this account said that this account doesn't exist. That means one of two things. 1. The account holder changed usernames. Or 2. The account holder deactivated the account. When you deactivate an account, it puts it into a 30-day limbo period where you can recover it. I thought to myself, if I could get a hold of this account, perhaps I could do some good with it. I never thought I'd actually be able to do it. Lo and behold. 30 days later I went to see if the handle was available and it was. Now I would get to play Q once again. 39. I just started riffing on whoever was playing Q with the account before me. No idea who that was. The envelopes were just responses from various government departments. Nothing more. The postmarks are meaningless. Turns out if you write a letter to a government agency, they will respond. and you get some cool looking envelopes. You can try it if you want. Pull a FOIA request on yourself. The 22nd of July was a date I pulled out of my ass. Humanity and all geod TNGs are just more references to Star Trek TNG. The last episode of the show is called All Good Things. Hence Algo TNG. The very first few drops on record talk about Huma Abedin. And I thought maybe someone would try to make a connection with humanity. The last post from H's1JQ13JV6 also mentioned humanity. But I didn't even make that connection. Someone pointed it out to me. It's really not hard for those coincidences to pop up when you are all playing the same character. Manila. Well, you know what that refers to now. Saint Augustine is a reference to Saint Augustine, Florida, where the largest QAnon merchandise operation is run from. The mentions of Hot Wheels, Moot and having stairs in my house was my way of gauging if anyone really had any idea about anything. The strange code in my location was just a Google Maps plus code. I picked a spot in the middle of the ocean off the Cook Islands and pulled the code for it. Turns out I didn't even do it right. So it shows a different answer for everyone when you plug it into Google Maps. 40. So that's it. That's the whole thing. Beginning to end. Call it whatever you like. But that's the story. The story of the Chans. Of QAnon and how Q became Q. Do with this what you will. Believe or don't believe. It doesn't matter. 41. Maybe this is all 100% true. Maybe it's all 100% nonsense. Maybe truth is somewhere in the middle. What's important is that you have more information today than you did yesterday. Where we go from here is a choice. And one I leave to you. What will happen to me? Well, I've been at a standing desk for 14 hours straight in order to bring this to you. I have done what I set out to do over 3 years ago and fulfilled my purpose as Q. My palms are sweaty. My knees are weak. My arms are heavy. It's starting to fall out of my pockets already. Mom's spaghetti. Capital Q. Copyright going postal 2020.